Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the 19th Perek of Maseches Shabbos. Today we are learning Perek Yutes Mishnah Gimel and Perek Yutes Mishnah Dalet. As we continue to discuss the halachos of performing a bris milah, a circumcision for a baby, on Shabbos. Now, in the times of the Mishnah, it was considered a sakana. It was considered dangerous for a child not to be washed with warm water both before and after his bris milah took place. And we should point out that the Shulchan Aruch paskins and the Mishnah Berurah elaborates that nowadays this is not the case. Nowadays, there isn't a concern and a need to wash a child in warm water before and after. But in the time of the Mishnah, this was the case, and therefore we would certainly allow the child to be washed, even though you normally don't take a bath on Shabbos. But certainly a child who was in this state of sakana, the state of danger, would certainly be washed both before and after his bris milah. Says the Mishnah, "Marchitin asakatan." You may use warm water to wash a child who was being circumcised, who was having his bris milah on Shabbos, bein lifnei milah, both before the bris milah takes place, in order to give the child the strength for the milah, ubein la'achar milah, and after the bris milah takes place as well, to help the child heal. You may bathe the child in a warm water, even though normally it's not allowed. You're not allowed to bathe with hot water on Shabbos. You may do so in this situation of a bris milah that is being performed on Shabbos. Continuing in the Mishnah, how exactly should you be doing this washing? U mizalfin alav biyad avalo bikli, and you may not wash him in the typical way. Rather, what should you do? You should sprinkle water on him, like we said, when you're doing it with a shino, when you're doing it in a different type of a way, then it lowers the malacha that you're doing, and therefore it's better to do it that way. So you shouldn't wash him in the usual way. You should sprinkle water on him. And that should be done with the hand and not with any sort of kli, any sort of utensil. Because again, at the end of this, sprinkling warm water by hand is enough to keep the child healthy. And therefore, it is forbidden to bathe him in the normal way. Continuing in the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Omer Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, "Marchitin esakaton bayom hashlishi shechalios b'shabbos." Says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you may even use your own warm water to wash the child, even if it's 3 days, the third day after the bris milah took place. It's not only on the day of the milah, but it's even until 3 days after the bris milah. Shnemar, as the pasuk tells us in Sefer Bereishis, "Vayhi b'yom hashlishi b'yosem ko'avim." The Torah describes the people of Shechem that the Shimon and Levi had them circumcised, had them get a bris milah, ultimately to kill them because of what they did to their sister Dina. They raped her. So in response, they basically had them all circumcised themselves, and they killed the people of Shechem. And the Torah says that it was on the third day of their bris milah, and that's when they were in tremendous pain. So we see that because a child or a person who has a bris milah, who has a circumcision, is still in pain until the third day, and that's really even the day of the most pain. So therefore, says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, we would allow you to wash the child with warm water on up until not only the day of the bris milah, but up until the third day after the bris milah as well. Now we're going to continue in the Mishnah with two situations in which a bris milah may not be performed on Shabbos because we are unsure of a child's situation. What do I mean by that? Says the Mishnah, "Suffolk, when there is a child whose ability to survive is besuffolk, there's a doubt. We're unsure if whether he was born in the 9th month of the pregnancy, or whether which was typically done, or whether he was born during the 8th month. The assumption was in the time of the Gemara that if a child's born in the 8th month, then his survival is unclear. We're unsure if he's going to survive. If a child's born in the 9th month, then that was considered normal. Nowadays, we don't have that distinction, but in those days, the 8th month was considered very dangerous, and the 9th month was considered healthy. So says the Mishnah, that if there's a situation where we're unsure if the child is going to survive, and therefore there's no real mitzvah to circumcise him because we don't really think he's going to live long enough to actually have a life, vandrigonos, or a situation where we have someone, a child who was born with both male and female private parts. Also, it's unclear if this person is obligated to get a bris milah or not. Says the Mishnah, "Ein mechalin alav es haShabbos." We may not violate Shabbos for this person by giving him a bris milah. If his 8th day falls on Shabbos, we're not going to perform the bris milah because we are unsure if there is a mitzvah to circumcise these children or not, and therefore it's forbidden to circumcise them on Shabbos. However, says the Mishnah of Rabbi Yehuda, "Matir bandriganus." Rabbi Yehuda permits a person to circumcise a child who's an androgynous, who has, again, both male and female private parts, because the Torah says that in Sefer Bereishis, it says you got to circumcise every male, which includes every person who has male organs. And that, again, that is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. But as the Bar Tanura points out, we don't pass like that opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Namely, we assume that you would not be mechal al Shabbos, you would not perform a bris mila on Shabbos for a child number one who was born in the eighth month, again, in the time of the Mishnah, and we're unsure if the baby is going to live much longer, or a situation where the child's an androgynous, where he has both male and female private parts. Now we're continuing with Perek Yotes, Mishnah Dalet, again, as we're continuing this discussion regarding performing a bris mila on Shabbos. Now, a bris mila may be performed on Shabbos, again, only if it is the eighth day following the child's actual birth. A child who is not circumcised on the eighth day may not be circumcised on Shabbos, and a child who is not yet 8 days old may certainly not be circumcised on Shabbos, again, because there's no mitzvah to circumcise a baby until he's 8 days old. Now, our Mishnah here is going to discuss someone who accidentally and mistakenly performs a bris mila on Shabbos for a child who is either younger or older than 8 days. Says the Mishnah, Misha Hayulo Shnei Tinogo, someone who has two infants, two little babies who needed to have their bris mila, who needed to be circumcised, Echad Lamol, the Echad. Echad lamul achar Shabbos, one that was supposed to be have his bris mila after Shabbos, meaning on Sunday, because the child was born on the previous Sunday. Ve'echad lamul b'Shabbos, and one that was actually supposed to have a bris mila on Shabbos itself, because Shabbos is the eighth day after the child was born. V'shachach, and he made a mistake. Umol es shel achar Shabbos b'Shabbos, and he forgot which infant, which child was which, and he accidentally gave the child a bris mila on Shabbos when it was really supposed to have the bris mila on Sunday, on the next day. So says the Mishnah. He is obligated to bring carbon chatas for making this mistake, for violating Shabbos, for making this chabura, this blood come out of the person by performing a bris mila. That's a malacha if it's not the eighth day. And therefore, you have to bring carbon chatas because the child was really not even 8 days yet. The child was only 8 days on Sunday, and he gave it a bris mila on Shabbos. So certainly he has to bring a carbon chatas because he did this aveira when there was no mitzvah to be done. Second case, says the Mishnah, Echad lamol be'erev Shabbos. However, if there was one child who was supposed to be circumcised, who was supposed to have a bris mila on Friday because the child was born, again, on the previous Friday, ve'echad lamol b'Shabbos, and another child that was supposed to have its bris mila on Shabbos, v'shachachu mola shel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos, and he forgot which child was which, and he ultimately gave a bris mila on Shabbos to the one that was supposed to be circumcised the previous day on erev Shabbos on Friday. So this is a machlokas. Does he have to bring in carbon chatas or not? Rabbi Eliezer, mechayiv chatas. Rabbi Eliezer would obligate him to bring in carbon chatas even in this situation. Rabbi Yehoshua, poter. Rabbi Yehoshua says no, that he does not have to bring in carbon chatas because even though he violated Shabbos by giving this child a bris mila the day after the bris on the ninth day instead of the eighth day, at the end of the day, his mistake was made in the course of trying to fulfill a mitzvah of giving the child a bris mila, and therefore he did perform a mitzvah by circumcising the child, and therefore he would not have to bring a carbon chatas according to Rabbi Yehoshua. And again, that is the opinion of, that is how he paskin as per the Bar Tanura. Quick review, Perek Yud Tes Mishnah Gimel discussed the halachos of washing a child, a baby, both before and after his bris mila. We said that you're allowed to use armor to wash the child both before and after his bris mila on Shabbos, even though normally you can't take a bath on Shabbos, but certainly you can. But you should do so with a shino. You should do so by sprinkling it with your hand and not with any sort of utensil. And that is the opinion of the Tanakhama, And then the Mishnah is, but according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, you know that it's not only on the day of the bris mila that you can give him a bath, but you should do so up until 3 days after the bris mila, as we learn from the story of Shimon and Levi killing the people of Shechem. Then on the third day, they were still in tremendous pain from their bris mila, and therefore we see that you're still in pain. You're still considered to be a chola, a sick person, a chola, and therefore we learn from that, according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, that you could give a child a bath up until 3 days after the bris mila, after the circumcision took place. And then the Mishnah concluded with two situations in which circumcision may not be performed on Shabbos because we are unsure of a child's status. Number one was the case where a child is born, where a child is whose ability to survive is uncertain. He was born, we are unsure if he was born in the ninth month of pregnancy or if he was born in the eighth month. If he was born in the eighth month, then there's no obligation to give him a bris milah. If he was born in the ninth month and certainly is a healthy child, he should be given a bris milah. And we're unsure when he was born, and therefore that's a case of safek. The other case of safek is a case of the androgyna, someone who has both male and female organs, and therefore they're also, we're not sure, does he get a bris milah or not? So there we had a machlokas. Tanakhama said that we're not mechal Shabbos for any of these people. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, that you should give a bris milah to this person with both male and female body parts, but everyone agrees that you should not give a bris milah to this person who are unsure if he was born in the 8th month or the 9th month. But again, we paskin like the Tanakhama, namely, we're not going to give a bris milah on Shabbos either to a child who was born b'safek, we're unsure if he was born in the 8th or 9th month, or a child who has both male and female private parts. Have a great day.